go. We are live and we are back.
Whew, we are back.
Back in the saddle.
That's right. Hey, we've been off for a couple of weeks.
We have been. Small sabbatical.
Small sabbatical. Things need to get taken care of sometimes.
Oh, so. Yes.
So work through that stuff. And
we have not fallen off by any means.
We've not fallen off.
Oh, no.
We're here.
No.
That's right.
No, we've been here. We just had to take time off.
Take some time off. Yeah. Fortunately, unfortunately.
Fortunately and unfortunately.
Yeah,
no, it's been a nice little break.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's been against our will, but it's been our will as well. So, yeah, it's good. So, that is easy for you to say.
Yeah, that's extremely easy.
Needle and thread, that's what people say. So, needle and thread.
Gary and I were talking about, we didn't know if we were going to have time to meet on Wednesday to discuss topic. So I just kind of threw it out there. What if we, you know, if you got something you specifically want to talk about, let's do that. If not, let's just have a conversation.
Sure.
So Gary agreed that having a conversation would be a pretty neat idea.
Well, I mean, a lot of topics flow out of our conversations.
And they do.
I mean, rarely do we have just a conversation.
They do.
Usually
absolutely.
We're talking about something that's...
And that typically sparks our
that's
topic.
That's usually exactly what happens.
Correct.
So we're expecting that most likely, or at least I am, expecting something is going to come out like it normally does.
Okay.
And I got a funny feeling you've something brewing in your brain box already.
Well, you know what?
I do have some questions, okay?
Go ahead. Question number one from Gary.
So my thought is, so when I asked you earlier, you haven't had, I said, what's been brewing in your brain lately? And you said nothing.
For the most part, right, nothing.
That's interesting to me.
Why?
That's just interesting to me that, you know, because usually something's brewing in your...
I know.
Something's going on.
And you know what?
I mean, the Holloway fight has happened since we've been off, you know, and he's claimed the title and, you know...
He claimed the BMF belt,
which is a big deal for you in your world. You love watching the fights and stuff.
Yep.
I was invited to a fight, but it was the day before the half marathon
You
know, and... for the record, looks like I'm going to lose 4 toenails. You know, guaranteed I'm going to lose 1. But I got 3 toenails that are black. And 1 that's not black because I drained it. Hey, I'm just saying, you know, from the blood, baby. It's in the blood. But 1 that I drained a couple of times, and it's, you know, it's very white. And if you thump on it, it's kind of hollow underneath it. So I'm pretty sure that bad boy's coming off. That's going to be the one that I'm going to lose.
You've got experience.
But I've never lost more than 1 at a time.
Well, there you go.
Which is amazing. Hey. Maybe 2, maybe, but never 4 at a time. It's just interesting. But anyways, that was the Holloway fight was the day before the marathon, marathon.
Therefore, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right. Nope, I get that. And congratulations to Max, by the way. Local boy.
Yep.
Wai'anae.
Yep. Local Wai'anae boy from the Aina.
Another question? You said you had a couple of questions.
That was it.
Okay, so...
I'm sure something else
will come up. Let's let the record state that now. A couple means 1.
Well, I'm sure I can come up... Well, okay. Maybe I said it. I forget what exactly I said. But yes, okay.
Right.
I'll stop at 1 for now. For now.
Okay.
So, for the record, the couple means 1 in my book today.
That's funny that you stated that about Max. Max has a saying that he typically uses. It is what it is.
Yes, which is very local.
Right?
That's what it is.
That's his thing. He goes,
That's West Side. It is what it is. Yeah.
So... That's funny that you bring that up because earlier this week I was listening to some Gary John Bishop earlier this week. And he goes and I think we may have discussed this in previous seasons that the statement "it is what it is a funny thing to me.
I don't remember that.
Okay. We talk about a lot of stuff, and I ramble quite a bit.
You ramble?
I ramble quite a bit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But as I was earlier this week, I was listening to Gary John Bishop, and he said,
"Now Gary John Bishop, that's not Gary V.
That is not Gary
Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk. Yep, it's not okay. two different guys.
Different Gary. Right. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Gary John is an Irish gentleman, Irish or Scottish? Can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, this guy's it's great. I enjoy listening to him, his books. Very wise beyond my years, Gary John Bishop is.
Wise beyond your years.
Beyond my years. Okay. I don't want to say beyond his years because, okay. you know, he's in his years. But anyway, he said the problem with...
Usually the term wise beyond their years means that they're wiser than their age.
Correct.
Much wiser.
Correct.
So it's nothing against his...
Correct. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Anyway, what does he say?
But he's, you know, if I'm older than he is, he's still wiser than me. That's how I'll, that's what that statement means
okay,
to me.
Okay, fair enough.
He goes, my issue with it is what it is. And I went, oh, okay. So, you know, as I was listening to him, he stated that tree over there, he goes, no, that tree, he goes, that is what that is, but it's not is what it is. Now, I'll explain this because I know that can sound confusing in a lot of thought processes. He's talking about what he threw out a word that I love 5-cent words, right? I love these words, right?
Can you hold that thought for a second?
Go ahead.
I have a little commercial station. Station identification.
Identification.
No, that's right. Identification.
Okay.
And you'll love this.
Okay.
Hold your thought. Hold it hard.
You.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm watching this guy because I'm getting into fishing. I'm watching this guy tie these lures and stuff, and he keeps saying, irregardless.
Oh.
And I pee my pants. I'm thinking, this is great. He continues to say, irregardless. It's one of his favorite words, and it's just doggone hilarious.
Gotcha.
That's why it's station identification.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Anyways,
no,
that's
I
one
get
of your,
that.
Your favorite pet peeves. Anyways, back to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So, so the point of it is what it is, and the word that Gary John, it's called, phenomenology.
Okay. Phenomenology.
Right.
Okay. Is that a book that he wrote? Or
no,
is that...
this is a word he used.
Okay. Phenomenology.
Right. Which we all do this, right? And I'll explain the word, as he explained it, which is we project our own, right? We project our own life experiences and bias onto people, onto things, onto ideas. So when you go, it is what it is, that tree, because of your life experience, you may have a thought process, you may have visions or thoughts that come into your head about a tree, but what you may come up with...
No, I get it 100%. I caught it when you said people have bias,
mm-hmm.
and they project their bias on others. I get it right out of the gate, I get it.
Yeah.
But of course, those of you listening, think about that for a second, because we all have bias and we project it onto somebody else.
Correct.
Our thoughts, our feelings about something, we project it on somebody and think they must be feeling this way, because to us, it naturally seems like you think that way, therefore they think that way.
Correct.
And you feel bad for them, they must feel this way.
Correct.
Slap your mama.
That may
not be true.
Right.
Anyway, so that's what you're getting at.
Correct.
So carry on with the, it is what it is, that tree. Pick that up.
The clarifying statement that proves that we do that, which is go, if that was me, I would have, right? But you're not them.
Well,
you're not them. You don't have, you may have done
that.
That's
a whole other problem.
It's still feeding into the same, philosophy.
If that was me, that would have been done.
Correct.
But
I'm saying, it feeds into that identification.
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 Sorry. Identification. Don't mess up my identification.
I can't say wrong words incorrectly.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of identification is the play on identification.
Right.
Identification. Okay, carry on. All right.
Yeah. So when we go, if that was me, I would have never let that happen. But based on their life experiences, right? Based on their
being
who they are, those are the choices that they made. Now they just have to deal with the choices that they made. But that it is what it is such a funny, it's been a funny term for me for a while, but it was funny for someone to point it out. And as soon as I heard him talking about that, it clicked into my head, that's why I've always had an issue with that statement. Not that I think it's a bad statement, because I don't think it's a bad statement. I just think that it's missing something, or it's trying to encompass something that would blanket, right? That would blanket any particular situation as a one size fits all for everyone. And I definitely never throw my hat into that ring that there is a one size fits all for any situation or any thought process, because again,
I don't know that I can agree with that.
Okay. Statement. Why would you disagree with that?
Well, because it's not that I disagree. I said I don't know that I would agree with that because of the terminology.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you disagree?
Okay, I'm about to say that. If you let me get
I don't want to let you say it. Go ahead.
Before you start rambling down one of these roads. So it all depends on how it's used in a sentence. Because it is what it is could be used properly in a sentence. But give me an example when it's used wrong in a sentence.
I'm not saying that the statement is wrong.
I know
that. The idea of the statement isn't
But
the isn't a fully conceived statement.
Agreed.
But we use it as, we tend to use that as a blanketing statement.
That's why I'm saying, give me an example of a blanketing statement.
Okay, let's, I wasn't prepared for that, but I can do this because again,
you don't have to be prepared for it.
No, you're right. So I'm going to pull a Gary and go. I'm going to pull a Gary and go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to pull a rant and say this is not a yes or no question. This is an example.
Okay. I had a few decades ago, I had a car that had a transmission issue. Mm-hmm. I wasn't making very much money.
Okay.
So I either needed to get a new car or replace the transmission. Okay? What?
Okay.
I'm going through the entire analogy of it, so I'm setting it up.
But, you know, you never use the statement. You're going to use your own example for the statement.
But okay, I'm going to use my own example.
No, that's fine. I have no problem with it.
I just
find it humoresque.
So, I'm trying to figure this out. So I'm talking with a coworker in the break room, and it's going to cost me $1,500. It's going to cost me $1,500 to replace the transmission, or again, I just need to go out and buy a new car, which I did not have money for a down payment. Or another car. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm talking about it with the guy in the break room. One of the head honchos of the business walks into the break room. He overhears the conversation. Uh-huh. And he goes, "You're just going to have to do it. You're just going to have to pay it." And
pay what?
Pay to get the transmission replaced or buy a new car. You're going to have to do one or the other. Okay. And I know that I'm going to have to do one or the other.
Right.
But I don't have $1,500.
Got it.
Let alone enough for a down payment on another car.
On a new car.
On a new or different car.
A new fairly expensive car.
Yeah. Another used car.
I mean, I remember when cars were $500, $1,500. I mean, I drove some beaters.
Oh, welcome to the club, man.
I mean, I Some of you kids don't even know what retreads are. I had retreads on my car, baby. I've blown out retreads before.
Hey,
I've lost tire tread off of my retreads.
I've had some bad cars. So anyway,
so you didn't have the money for the transmission.
So he goes, for the most part, to me, I received his statement as, it is what it is. What do you do to fix it? And I know that I have to fix it, but again, now my brain is really just trying to figure out how do I come up with $1,500, which is the minimal amount that I think I would have to come up with versus to replace the transmission versus buying another car. And for him to say that, it's a blanket statement to go, it is what it is.
Well, he didn't say that, but we're assuming. But we're applying it to this.
Correct.
This
we're argument. Applying it to this.
This is our argument. Okay.
Correct. Or at least my argument, anyway.
All right. And, yeah, I get it.
And so me not having the $1,500, I'm going, so, dude, that's easy for you to say. You're a head honcho. You make X amount of money. You've got $1,500.
Seemingly.
Burning a hole in your pocket, whereas I don't have that.
Right.
So that's an example of it is what it is, not being used properly. Because now I've got decisions that I've got to make. So now I've got to go into a deficit that I don't have the ability, to go into, even though now it doesn't matter because it really is. I've got to take care of a situation because if I don't have a car to get to work, I'm screwed. Even more so. But to me, for him, his perspective was that just do it. My perspective is, dude, I don't have $1,500. Can you give me $1,500 to pay for this so I can...
So your application, let me get this straight now. Your application is towards the money deficit specifically. It is what it is, the money deficit.
Correct. I don't have it.
Okay. See, the way I would look at it is this. The situation is what the situation is. I wouldn't look at it as a dollar. I would look at it as the situation's bad,
mm-hmm.
and there's only one way through it, and that's through it.
Correct.
And that is what's going to happen. So that is what it is. That's the way I would apply is what it is to it. I wouldn't apply, hey, I don't have the money. How am I going to figure out, you know, I just got to do it. It is what I got to do, whether I is got to do, you know.
Correct.
I'm just like, hey, the situation is what it is.
But the perspective, that's what I mean by the perspective of it. For me, and that was where I was at that time. I understand it differently now, but at that time, that was one of those, to me, my perspective.
Your perspective was, this guy doesn't have, this is my take on your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't have any clue about my financial picture.
Correct.
And his financial picture as well. And so, how can he say to me, you just got to
so
go
glib
do,
about it, right.
do something when his finance, and I'm looking at him judging his financial picture,
mm-hmm.
thinking he's judging my
Correct.
Financial picture. Well, he may not even be judging your financial picture. He just may say, hey, the situation's pretty bad. You're going to have to do something in order to have wheels. And that could be his perspective altogether. Not, it may not even be a financial. It could be your financial perspective on him.
And
it
and
could
again,
be the opposite.
But which...
Could be
absolutely defines
is
which absolutely
is.
Defines the whole thought process of the phenomenology of that statement, which is our life experiences,
well,
our life experiences, and our own bias gives us different perspectives on the situation. So to say it
I,
is,
I would say it's just not well defined. I would say the
boom.
Is what it is in this case. I would say there's no clearer definition than
Boom.
The situation is bad, and it is what it is, and there's only way out, one way out of it is to get through it somehow, and therefore it is what it is. So I would clearly say it is what it is. No problem. But by no means would I read into it that it is what it is, the financial situation of, you know, this guy's saying it because he's financially well off, thinking, you know, hey, you're just going to have to figure it out, you know, whether you got no money or not. You know, you've got to come off the coin. You know, it's not a matter of money. But the perspective of the person in the deficit is, he's judging me. So
I'm judging him as well, right? That defines the whole point of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't agree. I still don't agree because it doesn't change it. It doesn't change the is what it is. It only changes perspectives
and
of
that's what and that's the point and that's the point of it. That's what I'm saying about the word phenomenology inside. When you look at that, when you look at it from that perspective, it's just perspective. It doesn't mean it isn't. So that again, that situation is what it is, and it's only for that situation. It's only that situation. That tree is what that is, and it's only that tree.
Our
perspective, and that's, and again,
I agree with that.
And that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you we're on the same page.
Okay. Well, I mean, but I have no problem. I don't see how. Okay, but I don't see. I'm glad we're on the same page. I'm really happy about that. But I don't see how it's taken out of context. Usually, the way I hear the term "it is what it is," something not so well is. It's usually when something not so well is taking place, and because of this situation is rough, and there's only one way through it is to get through it, and you don't want to go through it, or you're going to have to face it whether you like it or not. Outside of anything else, it's usually specific to somebody or something, but it is what it is.
Correct. And that's Gary's perspective on that.
That's the way it really is.
Okay, but that's Gary's perspective on that.
Well, that's I think that's the way the term is used, though.
And that's what I mean. Someone else may have a different perspective.
Well, someone else may think that pink.
And that's the whole point.
But there's no end to that argument about anything.
Correct.
And that's the world that we're in today.
Correct.
It's extremely blended. I have the ability. This is part of the problem because everybody has the ability to change and redefine.
I don't think this is a redefinition of anything.
I think it's a perspective. Yes, it is. I'm going to disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to disagree because I'm going to say it's a perspective, and when you add perspective to it, we can, with somebody's perspective, can change the definition of the meaning of how it's perceived. Perspective. Maybe it's not definition. When you add somebody's perspective, nobody has the same perspective as somebody else, and therefore it becomes untouchable. So we've created this zone of untouchability because your perspective is never going to be at somebody else's. Duh. No one is ever going to have the same perspective as somebody else.
Why,
period.
But
ever.
Again, here's the point. Well, not the point. Not the point. But here's a thought process. Why does this thing have to be defined as this and this only? Can there not be more than one perspective about different situations?
But it's not. Yes.
Okay.
But I think we're blending the line of definition, and we're mixing it with perspective, and we're saying that just because I love America. By me saying I love my country, that means that I can't care for another country. But if I love my country, doesn't mean that I can't care for another country. That doesn't mean I can't. And then somebody says, well, that's your perspective. But the way you treat America, you treat somebody else, some other country bad. Or because you love your family, you don't love my family. No, I can care for others. Just because I love my family doesn't mean I can't love somebody else. Well, that's your perspective. So, you see what I'm saying? The perspective blends and makes everything a mess. When people start redefining...
I don't think it's redefining it. I think understanding... Understanding a perspective is different than redefining a particular situation.
I think understanding perspective is different than it is what it is. I mean, being empathetic to somebody's perspective, somebody's situation, is different than... I mean, you come alongside based on whatever the situation is, and you're empathetic with the person, you find out exactly their perspective, and you come alongside and you listen and you have conversations in reference to their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change the definition of the problem.
It doesn't necessarily change the definition of the solution of the problem.
Doesn't change the solution of the problem, but then you've absolutely defined the problem.
But how you receive and understand a particular situation, because you may have because of who you are, how you handle the understanding and how you understand that situation may be completely different how someone else understands that situation.
Correct.
So helping, and again, the process of this conversation, of this particular conversation, is one of saying that, yes, I understand you may not see it from my perspective. It doesn't mean that there is a right or wrong. It's just a different perspective.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't define it. But the statements that we said earlier is, we can't define it because of different people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody has a different perspective, you can't define it. It can't be defined. It's because it's defined separately by different people. It's always a fluid definition. There is no definition.
But it's not a definition. It's not a definition. I think you're. Yeah. I think you're well, trying
that's what
to.
I thought I heard you
say. No, I think no. I'm not trying to concrete it. I'm just talking about because perspective is fluid.
Yes, so as long I don't disagree.
So as long as the perspective is fluid,
that doesn't mean the perspective's right. You say
I'm not
yourself,
saying that.
Said,
I'm
not
absolutely
saying I'm right.
Not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
And that's exactly where I'm still leaning toward that is right now as well.
Okay.
It's not a right or wrong. It's not a right or wrong situation.
What it is then.
But again, the perspective. That's what I'm talking about. How you still may feel it's a bad or wrong situation for you. Someone else may go, oh, well, this is just a challenge for you to get through to this next situation. The perspective of how someone receives that situation could be completely different. It doesn't mean that they still won't get through it. It still doesn't mean that they can't go through it to get to the other side. It just means that their perspective of where they are at that point is completely based on their life experiences
and could be absolutely wrong.
It could be, but
well,
it could
I'm
be
abs-
it could be. And that's,
I'm not
that's
saying
I'm
it
saying.
Can't be right. I'm just saying it could be absolutely wrong.
Correct, and that's what I mean. So therefore, there's no particular way to say that in either situation is right or wrong.
I think you can say that if something's not correct, example, guy goes to the bar, drinks all night long, heavy, can't even get to his car on his feet, but finally somebody helps him into his car, puts the keys in the car. His perspective is he can drive fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Can you tell him that his perspective is wrong?
I can make that determination, but for him, his determination is different.
Oh, I agree. He's wrong.
Okay. But you can't tell him that he's wrong.
Why
he's
not?
Gonna. You can. Well, you can say it, but he's not gonna necessarily believe that you are wrong.
Believe that he's wrong.
Yeah,
I got it. All right. So what's the point? The point to the point to the point. No faking.
That's what I mean. It's the taking sides.
It's kind of the challenge in the world today. We're so caught up in not wanting to define, not wanting to call something what it is, not wanting to say, hey, this isn't healthy, this isn't good. And people aren't willing to listen either. People want to talk at people versus listening to people is some of the challenges out there in that zone.
Well, I'm thinking it's less about definition and more about understanding. There's...
Define that. There's
more than one way to tie your shoes.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. Okay,
there's more than one way to tie your shoes. So some people go with the loop and swoop. Some people go with the double loops and the...
But that's not helping the situation. Explain, what do you mean it's about understanding?
People have an understanding. I think it does, but I think people have different ways of doing the things that they do. I know we're running low on time.
I didn't realize we're out of time.
Yeah. I think people have different different ways of handling situations. You may have always done something a particular way. Someone else may do it a different way.
Who one said way we didn't have a topic?
One way may be more for you. It goes back to the, do you put on sock, shoe, shoe, or do you go sock, shoe? It's all about, perspective. I'm just talking about perspective.
I know, but there...
I know, we're running out of time.
We're out of time already.
This conversation...
We're going to have to pick this up, and we're going to have to get some more guidelines on it and pick it up again.
Okay, sure. I'm good with that. But we're going to sign off. Hey,
we are.
Please.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for welcome back to the conversation. Yeah. We are gonna pick this back up because there's just so much thought process. Now next week if we pick this back up next week.
If that was 30 minutes, I got another 30 minutes. Easy.
Yes. So the problem is that our brains are gonna be focused on this, so we're gonna have a lot of thought processes where I may bend toward Gary, Gary may bend toward me. We still may not see eye to eye on this perspective, but we are going to pick this conversation back up again next
Fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic.
So guess what? I'm Rand.
I'm Gary.
We are Dot Shot Talks.
We are.
We're here to help you connect the dots.
And take the shots.
Bam. Thank you for listening to us.
I don't think we even opened the show properly. We're so excited to be back.
I think we did.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. Hey.
All right, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Go be amazing, people.
Adios.